Welcome back, everybody. And welcome, if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. Happy Wednesday afternoon. It's hump day. More than midway through the week, thank goodness. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My good friend Dan Schaefer is sticking around. He is the creator and author of The Recombobulation Area and our political editor here at Civic Media. We are talking about the governor. If you want to weigh in on whether or not Tony Evers should run again, Diane on the text line saying, absolutely, he's done so much and he's been doing more than anybody expected. You got an opinion, we want to hear it, 855-752-4842. Because, of course, that Marquette poll that dropped today asked that very question. We're going to discuss that at 5:30 with pollster Charles Franklin. But, Dan, let's get back to this idea of the campaign, and I don't mean it in an electoral sense. I mean in a communication sense. I haven't felt like Evers is going as hard as he should on this budget. I mean, I'd be going on ISN and TMJ and every single outlet, especially where moderates and conservatives talk about this stuff and fearlessly confronting the fact that Republicans in the state aren't getting it done for working families. Should he be doing more?
I absolutely do. And I think he needs to be, you know, we're at a critical moment here for the budget and for his second term and his legacy as a governor in the state of Wisconsin. Like, he has signed three Republican authored budgets in his two terms as governor. Is that going to be different now that we have smaller margins in the legislature, now that there is a real chance for Democrats to take the Senate next year? Right. And I think there are a number of issues, and you've highlighted a number of them, that have public opinion on their side. And I think childcare is one of them. I think K-12 education is one of them. And I think, Medicaid expansion. So, like, when I was at the, at the WISDEMS convention in Wisconsin Dells a week and a half ago, there were folks from Citizen Action of Wisconsin, a number of other groups that had stickers on their shirts throughout the weekend saying, veto the budget, Governor Evers, if it doesn't include, blank priority as a number of those that we've talked about. So I think it's not just the governor. I think he needs to be working with legislative leadership for Democrats as well, to really get out there and make the case, because Republicans are in disarray at this moment. Assembly and Senate are on different pages. They can't get their leadership in order. And I think that's an opportunity for Democrats to really make a difference for people right now in this state budget.
It's also how to distinguish and create the space to sign the budget, right? Like, if you don't give a target or a goal of hey, if I get movement here, then that's a green light. If you're not making the case that, hey, we're at a place in negotiations that's better than our current budget, and here's the additional things that we need to make it very positive for working families, and effectively trying to own it yourself as a political matter, it's a loss. Because I think that the concern I have is, no matter which way this turns out, if you haven't framed the debate over this budget effectively, Governor Evers, it's not, you can't claim a win if you haven't owned the debate parameters, if you get what I'm saying. So regardless of his electoral wishes or whether or not, and he may not know himself whether he's running again, like, now is the time to make that case and show people how you can lead, especially with the overarching dissatisfaction with the big, brutal bill. I mean, that thing's polling in the toilets. It's a terrible bill that Republicans have boxed themselves into. Mitch McConnell, like, failure not an option. Just a stupid approach. Nobody's going to like that sucker. Put that yoke right around Republicans' neck in this state. Explain to people how they're not getting it done and how you have gotten it done. I don't get the lack of what I'm going to just call, trying to blanket the media space and really reframe and contextualize the debate in terms that are favorable to the governor. And again, I think that would lever and really put the pressure on Devin LeMahieu and Senate Republicans, who seem to be on not Earth One, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's for sure. They have not. They need to be able to learn how to count to 17, which they have not been able to do to get those 17 votes in the state senate to pass a budget.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
Dan, you've got young kids. How has your family grappled with childcare? Now, granted, we're in the Milwaukee land area, so there are lots of providers at versus other more rural areas. But how has that process been for your family, Dan?
Yeah, so I mean, I was a stay-at-home dad for quite some time because it was a real challenge to find quality childcare to you know take care of my two girls. We eventually did find something that worked for us, but I think for families with young children, this is the issue that families with young children are talking about, and there's so much discussion nationwide about improving things for young families and wanting to make it more affordable for families and want people to have kids and have families and raise their families here in the state of Wisconsin. I think the childcare issue is such a major one. And I think the childcare counts thing, we go back to it. This is, I think, something that so many people support. It was a pilot program that worked, and it should be funded to continue to work so people so they can keep costs down for parents, it can keep centers open, and it can get those providers who spend so much time with our kids paid.
Yeah, if I was Tony Evers, if you're listening, Mr. Governor, we appreciate you. We thank you. Here's the two issues: public school funding and childcare. Do that. Get some movement on that, and you will win votes, if not for yourself, for Dems, and we will help retake the state Senate for Democrats in the next election cycle. Big thanks to you, my friend Dan Schaefer. Up next for today's edition of Broad Appeal, we've got Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway. We're going deep on the recent HAPs and her agenda priorities for the city of Madison. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.